You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
All our bets for tonight coming up 20 minutes from now. Really enjoyed the interview with Dallin Cuff, one of our absolute favorites on the show. Love Dallin. Bets for tonight in 20 minutes. We'll take your favorite bets, a couple of them from the YouTube chat, the Twitch chat, and on Twitter from our buddy Alex, our executive producer, in a couple moments. But Ken, let's finish up the UFL conversation, and then we'll play everyone's favorite game. Guess the UFL point spread. We've hit seven of the eight teams. Let's go to the eighth and final team, which is the St. Louis Battlehawks. Oh. Coached by Anthony Becht, who follows me on Twitter. Shout out to Anthony Becht, former first-round pick tight end of the New York Jets. Quarterback depth chart here. Oh, I said it already. A.J. McCarron is going to be the starter and, like, the best quarterback in the league. So A.J. McCarron will start. Brandon Silvers is also on the depth chart.
Went to a Sunbelt team, Troy, maybe. He was a really good player in college.
Nate's son? Yeah, quarterback rating of 538.
Nice. That's good. Yeah, what
and
else
then
you got?
Third-string quarterback, Lenny's grandson, Dominique's son, Manny Wilkins.
Am I supposed to know who that is?
I don't know who it is.
Manny Wilkins. It's Tom Flacco.
He played at Arizona State.
Yeah, okay. Yep. All right. Sure. What years you got there?
Manny Wilkins is a funny name. Manny Wilkins played it, we don't have years. But 2015 to 19, started all 13 games as a senior.
Yeah, I remember this player. Yeah, I got it. Some of the other ones. I got this one. Yeah.
All right. So now that we have gone through all the rosters, now let's try and guess some point spreads, some sides and totals coming up for this weekend in the UFL. Two games on Saturday. Tomorrow, and I'm just going to double check. I have it here. Okay. Arlington tomorrow. Which is Bob Stoops and Luis Perez is the starting quarterback. Bob Stoops and Luis Perez will host the Birmingham Stallions. Head coach Skip Holtz, starting quarterback here, is Matt Corral.
And the first team is the Stoops team is hosting the game.
The Stoops team is hosting the game, correct.
Stoops team definitely favored. Just by how much? Is it a full field goal? I don't know if the market thinks Matt Corral's good. Maybe he gets some credit, like, first game. Stoops team, 2.5.
Birmingham, -3.5.
So people think Corral's, like, really good.
That appears to be the case.
This is why I said that. Like, I don't know how the market thinks about Matt Corral. Like, I didn't think this was a thing. And maybe he's the best quarterback. That kind of number tells you he might be the best quarterback in the league.
Oh, they think he
so
might
they're playing
be,
the team that the won the maybe. Other league. They're playing the team that won the league. But they had a bad regular season, right? So maybe their rating isn't very good, even though they won the league. I'm like thinking too much into this. I'm surprised Matt Corral's that big of a favorite. I wouldn't know what the market would think of him.
Do you want me to give you do you want to guess a total? Like, do you even know what the ranges are?
Way lower than at NFL is usually how it goes. Like mid 30s is usually where it goes. Like high 30s or low 30s. Low and mid 30s.
Yeah, we're like low 40s for all of them.
Oh, really?
There's no 30 total. Yeah.
I don't know what the rules are either. Like when they merged, I'm going to guess we don't need to look up like all the rule changes. Like I'm sure they're kind of funky, but they clearly support scoring a little bit.
Total is 41 in this game with Birmingham and Alabama. So this is Matt Corral and the Stallions 3.5 on the road at the Arlington Renegades. Second game tomorrow.
That's interesting.
Yeah. There you go. Second game is the St. Louis Battlehawks on the road at the Michigan Panthers. St. Louis will start A.J. McCarron. Michigan, we don't know. The Panthers. E.J. Perry is Michigan's starting quarterback. So E.J. Perry in Michigan hosting A.J. McCarron in St. Louis.
I mean, I said one team had to be favored in the last game and the other team was more than a field goal. So let's see how this goes. I don't know why Michigan would be favored. I don't know how much home field is worth on this either. Maybe zero because nobody goes to the games and I don't know how the travel works, whatever. Battle Hawks. Like a lot, right? Battle Hawks 4?
Battle Hawks 7.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what a lot is in this league. So I was like, more than a field goal. Whatever it is, it's more than a field goal. Okay, so my read on that one was pretty good. That was okay. The first one was terrible. I got Matt Corral. I didn't know. Okay, all right, let's keep going.
Total 41 also with St. Louis and Michigan.
So now we go to no
better way to celebrate Easter Sunday than with the UFL. Sunday at noon sees the DC Defenders visit the San Antonio Brahmas. So San Antonio's coach is Wade Phillips. I have looked it up. Starting at quarterback for San Antonio, the Garber baby, Chase Garbers.
Okay.
DC, coached by Reggie Barlow, last year's XFL finalist, losing to Arlington. Jordan Tiamo, the starting quarterback for DC.
I think the Brahmas were Hines Ward last year. That was his team.
That's right.
I think they were terrible. So the question is, is going from him to Wade Phillips, like, does the market view that as this, like, really big deal? I don't know who their starting quarterback was. Probably wasn't Chase Garbers. Against a team that would definitely have been a big favorite over them last year. I'll still say, like, defenders get more credit until the Brahmas play, like, till we actually see what this is going to be. So I'll say, like, defenders. Oh, God. Defenders 3.
Defenders 6.5.
Okay. All right. So, like, got to see it. Wade Phillips got to prove it.
total 43.
Big prove it game for Wade Phillips in the UFL on Easter Sunday.
Final game. The Roughnecks of Houston will host the Memphis Showboats. Houston, coached by Curtis C.J. Johnson.
My favorite name. The Memphis Showboats. Amazing.
Houston starting quarterback is Jared Guarantano, the Bay. And Memphis, the Showboats, John DeFilippo, playing this one close to the vest, has not named a starting quarterback.
I've got to be real tight-lipped here.
Between Case Cookus, Josh Love, and Troy Williams. So we don't know Memphis's quarterback. I'm guessing it's going to be Case Cookus. And okay. Houston will start Jared Guarantano, Houston the home team.
So Guarantano at Cookus. That's our quarterback matchup here. And then
Guarantano matchup. Hosting Cookus.
Oh, hosting Cookus. A little home cooking. Okay, let's see. The first three I felt like I really knew what it was gonna be. And this one I don't. Is Jared Guarantano better than Case Cookus? Is a question that's in my head right now. No, I don't think so. Who's the coach of Guarantano's team?
Guarantano's coach is C.J. Johnson.
Oh, Curtis Johnson, the guy we had never heard of. Okay. Cookus's team, not by a lot. Cookus's team, like -1.5.
The other team, Houston -1.5, the home team. So Guarantano -1.5.
Not like a really strong market opinion on who's better between Correct. Guarantano and Cookus. And Guarantano Correct. Hosting the game. If home field is worth a sliver of anything, maybe that's viewed as the difference between the teams in the game. Okay.
Okay. So based off what we just did. By the way, and just like, if I had had to guess this stuff also, I would have definitely gone with you, like, closer to Birmingham being favored over, Arlington being favored against Birmingham in the Luis Perez, Matt Corral game. So is there, based off this, is there a bet that we want to place? Like, is it Arlington plus 3.5?
Yeah.
Against Matt Corral?
Yeah. So what if Matt Corral, like, ends up being the MVP of the league?
It'd be, like, really funny. He might. I mean, it's possible.
Who knows? Yeah. Huge quarterback in high school and college. And then the other one is just,
Luis Perez has got the Arlington size chip on his shoulder, though, man. How many times can this guy be looked over here?
Spring King. Yeah. Luis Perez. The other one, like, do you just play on, like, the genius of Wade Phillips? Like, he coaches these teams, they do really well. Like, he's an awesome coach.
I'm with you. I'm with you here. I'll take 6.5 with the Brahma Bulls.
It's like he left Houston to coach the San Antonio Brahmas. Sure.
These are going to be show bets?
Right? Who's the
Garber baby?
Who's the Wade Phillips quarterback? Oh, that's not even that bad.
No, it's not.
Not like
I'd rather it be Tom Flacco.
Yeah, please, Tom Flacco, get involved in this league, please.
So show bets will be Arlington plus 3.5, San Antonio plus 6.5.
Yeah, show bets as opposed to show boats. We're playing an Easter
Sunday. As opposed to Memphis. This is put on them blue suede shoes. All right, and that's our UFL coverage for this week. Join us again next week when we play Guess the UFL Spread.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
But for now, before we wrap up the show with bets for tonight, Alex, pop on here and give us a couple chat bets here. Social, Twitter, whatever, YouTube, whatever. Favorite bets for tonight from our listeners and viewers for the NCAA tournament?
Truth Social.
Yeah, sure. Let's start with the YouTube chat like we always do. Shout out socials. At JB38, he's taking Houston first half minus 1.5. He doesn't think Duke will start off as hot as they did versus JMU. Houston frustrates them on defense. Also, the Cougars are not the best free throw team, so let's limit the risk.
Can I ask this question before we talk about it? Like, I like the handicap there from JB. On Truth Social, which I am not on, which is not a commentary on my political viewpoint, just like I'm not on Truth Social. Does anyone go on Truth Social like to talk like a big game's going on?
Oh, okay.
Like
is it
like
just
Carolina,
politics?
Like closing like moments of Carolina Bama.
Yeah,
right. Like is
events,
anyone
yeah.
like is anyone does anyone log on to Truth Social to be like, can't believe like Withers took that three?
Right. Or just like, did anybody else see Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft today? Like, is that like a topic that comes up? Or is it literally just like Israel-Palestine conflict, like this and this? Right. Or like, yes. Aaron Rodgers and RFK.
Does anyone on True Social talk sports?
Probably not. Or if they do, it's a minority. I could make a really funny joke right now, but I won't.
But that's kind of like a funny question, though, right?
Oh, definitely. Be like, I was on Truth Social talking about the Duke game last night. What are you talking about? I, as someone who has Duke to win the region, to get back to this game and this bet before I say something inappropriate, I have Duke to win the region. I would very much like them to win this game. I'm like 10-1 to win the region, a little less. And I'm concerned that they just can't possibly shoot as well as they did against James Madison. I mean, made every three, basically every three the entire game. Just, I worry about Houston and Tennessee, the two of the teams playing tonight. If you're against them, you worry about you're getting them off the worst possible version of them. Houston got a terrible whistle, foul trouble. Juwan Roberts gets hurt in the first half, doesn't play a lot early. Like, everything goes wrong, and they somehow make it, and they weren't supposed to. Now what do you get off that? Probably not an F-minus game again. And then Tennessee should never, ever, ever have beat Texas the way they shot. Like, they literally, basically no team has ever shot as poorly as they did and won. Like, never happened in the NCAA tournament. And so now what? You're going to shoot that bad again against Creighton? Like, that's you worry with those two teams. Like, do you get a better performance? To be fair, that would lead to both of those teams in the first half giving you a little bit more, off of terrible performances in a week off.
I like Houston in the game, so I like this bet from our pal, JB38. Thank you very much for the submission. Alex, what's next?
All right, another from YouTube, our guy at J Klopfenstein. Shout out to the Klopp. NC State's power forward, Mohamed Diarra, 10 points and 10 rebounds at a crisp plus 180.
Seems like a low price on a double double in a college player,
right?
Doesn't
in
it?
In college basketball, we had this.
Outrageous, maybe. Yeah, maybe his stats are really good. I don't know.
What's Burns then?
Well, I think the thought is like, is Burns he going to get played off the floor a little bit by some of the things that that Marquette's going to do?
Oh, like that's interesting.
Yeah, I read that in a couple places. It doesn't mean it has to play out that way. Just like, is this the game where Burns dominates? Like, maybe not. Like, a lot of our memories of him having great performances are like the other team had like an identifiable big in their like most common five-man rotations that was always going to play no matter what, and where Burns could just post up and like do all the things that he does. I know there's like not that he won't do that tonight because he's awesome. I think there's just a little more skepticism that he'll have like a ton of success in tonight's game. How fast Marquette wants to play sometimes. It's just interesting.
All right, so maybe that I hope it hits. Alex, give us one.
I mean, I don't have a strong opinion. It seems like a low price on a college double double. I'll just say that.
One from Twitter at FThoughts8. He's taking Marquette's David Joplin over 1.5 threes.
And our people that listen to our show better hope the NCAA doesn't ban these player props. People love these things.
Janice.
Yeah. You know. David Joplin, they call him the Entertainer. Over 1.5 threes tonight. I don't have a lot to offer on this one. I'm sorry.
Kolek driving and kicking out for open threes. I like it. Does David Joplin play on Marquette?
You're asking me this like I know the answer. Yeah.
So, thank you to FThoughts8 for the submission, and everyone that submitted. On the other side, bets for tonight: college hoops, NBA, National Hockey League, and baseball. Here on a Friday.